Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 18 Beta 4 to developer beta testers. And even though Apple Intelligence is still missing, there are a few notable changes in this update. First, iOS 18 Beta 4 includes 8 new light mode and dark mode wallpapers for CarPlay. These wallpapers are inspired by the new iOS 18 wallpapers for iPhone users, and they represent the one time per year that Apple adds new wallpapers to CarPlay. There's a new option in the Settings app for the camera app called Controls Menu. When enabled, Apple says that this will preserve the previously used camera tool when expanding the Controls Menu, instead of showing you the full list of camera controls. The new flashlight user interface, previously exclusive to the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro, is also now available on the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus. iOS 18 Beta 4 also makes it possible to use light mode but still have dark mode widgets. RCS continues to roll out and has been enabled for a number of new carriers around the world, including several carriers in Canada, Spain, France, and the UK. And finally, for iPhone mirroring customers, iOS 18 in conjunction with macOS Sequoia Beta 4 gives you 3 new options to resize your mirrored iPhone window. There's a new larger option, an actual size option, and a smaller option, all of which can be accessed when iPhone mirroring is enabled with the menu bar on your Mac. Currently, iOS 18 Beta 4 is only available to developer beta testers. Apple is expected to release an updated build to public beta testers sometime next week. iOS 18 Beta 4 also includes evidence that Apple is working on new Apple Intelligence features for Apple Music. This new integration with Apple Intelligence will let users create playlist artwork for Apple Music using AI. The code suggests that there will be a new Create Image button when you're editing an Apple Music playlist that will then invoke Image Playground, which is part of the Apple Intelligence features. Apple showed off the Image Playground app at WWDC. The app will let users write commands to generate new images with the help of AI. These AI-generated images can have different styles, including animation, illustration, and sketch, but there's no option to generate photorealistic images. The Apple Music integration will ask the user what they want the playlist artwork to look like, then generate a few options to choose from. But again, this new feature, like all of the Apple Intelligence features, isn't currently available in the iOS 18 beta. Next up today, Apple is rolling out a new environment for Apple Vision Pro. The new Lake Vrangla environment transports Vision Pro users to Norway. It's a dreary and misty environment that was listed on Apple Vision Pro as coming soon, but is now available for everyone. The new environment is available to people running VisionOS 1 and VisionOS 2 beta, and as it rolls out, you can download it from the Environments tab of the Home view. This launch comes after Apple announced that the Bora Bora environment will be available as part of VisionOS 2 later this year. You can hit the link in the show notes to check out the new Lake Vrangla environment on Vision Pro. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out today, a new report from The Information dives into what to expect from the iPhone lineup over the next several years. The report reiterates much of what was previously reported about Apple's work on a foldable iPhone. The new tidbit, however, is that Apple recently created an internal codename for its foldable iPhone, V6.8. This, according to the report, signals that the idea has moved beyond the conceptual stage and is now an official product in development with suppliers. In general, a new iPhone model takes around 24 months to ramp up production, but a foldable iPhone could take longer because of how new foldable displays are as a technology. This timeline was also echoed by a recent DigiTimes story, which said Apple is targeting a 2026 debut for its first foldable that will include a top-down folding design more like the Samsung Galaxy Flip. In addition to the continued work on a foldable iPhone, the information highlights a few things to expect from the iPhone 16 this year. It reiterates the expectation that the iPhone 16 will include a new capture button on the right-hand side for accessing the camera. The iPhone 16 and 16 Pro will also reportedly offer a slightly easier way to replace batteries. The iPhone 16 models will also use a larger graphite sheet inside of the chassis to address overheating concerns. This comes after iPhone 15 users expressed concerns about overheating last year, which Apple addressed with a software update. Finally, the information reports that at least one of the iPhone 17 models next year will introduce a new notable camera upgrade for controlling aperture size with a mechanical system. The aperture, which is the opening of the lens through which light enters, had been fixed as opposed to variable. That required trade-offs between the amount of light the lens could capture and an object's depth of field. A variable aperture will allow iPhone photographers to create a natural depth of field effect in which the subject stays in focus while the background is blurred. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.